Welcome back. We want to thank Vinny Del Negro of the Phoenix Suns on the Miami Suns matchup tonight. Peter Roby from the Center for the Study of Sport and Society. Ryan Mallett, the top recruit in the country that signed with Michigan and smartly did it back in April, so this year wasn't marred for him. And Monday's show, we're going to have USA Today's award-winning author Christine Brennan on the BCS Championship, Merrill Hodge and Len Dawson on NFL playoffs. But let's get back to this, guys. Here is our good friend from the Dallas Morning News, Rick Goslin.
This is his history, though. He jilted Toledo, he jilted Michigan State, he jilted LSU, and now he's jilted the Dolphins. I mean, when you hire Nick Saban, this is what you get. You get a guy that's anxious to move on.
All right, so let's not move on from this subject. Fred Ang, final thoughts on what we can do, people listening can do, to make sure their high schools protect their athletes more and make sure their own kids get the right experience through sports.
Well, I think it always boils down to the parents and their attitude of what they want to do for their child, whether they're in it for themselves as a parent or whether they're looking out for the best interests of their kid, not just being a professional athlete, but being a professional person.
Dr. Jacobs.
Lead by example, Nick. I think it's that simple. If, you know, what Rick Goslin just said is true about Nick Saban bouncing around, there you go. I think as a parent, your responsibility is to your kids and to show them right from wrong. If you're screwing up and you do it repeatedly, your kids are going to model your behavior.
All right. Well, guys, if you're listening, let's get a good plug for the National Alliance for Youth Sports. Fred, give them the contact information on how people that want to get in touch with the best national organization for youth sports can do that.
Well, all they have to do is click on their website of NAYS.org, and you'll see a lot of current information about youth sports in America.
NAYS.org. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks, Nick.
Dr. Jacobs, how do people learn more about your work and get in touch with you?
They can check out my website, which is winners, W-I-N-N-E-R-S, unlimited.com. Click it on and find out about me and what I do.
As opposed to saliesunlimited.com, right?
That's right, Nick. Listen, have a great week, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Monday's show, USA Today's award-winning author Christine Brennan on the BCS Championship, Merrill Hodge from ESPN with Len Dawson on the NFL Players. Thanks for listening. Have a great and safe weekend.